I'm Alison Aplin, and I'd like to welcome you to the August edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. Our readers today are Angie Kennedy, David Clayton, Sam Elmhurst, Jane Evans, Neil Haverson, and Tony Stimpson. Quite a lineup, I hope you'd agree. They've all restrained themselves from going out for a pint in order to stay at home and bring you this month's magazine. So without more ado, here is Angie Kennedy, joint editor of Let's Talk, to kick things off. Welcome to you, Angie.
Because of the coronavirus pandemic, we have had more time on our hands to think more deeply about everyone and everything around us. Perhaps also as we get older, we simply learn to and are not afraid to discover more about ourselves. My co-editor, Terry Redhead, tried, after a recent family bereavement, to get a handle on it all, and he was left with a one-word conclusion. As a lifelong journalist, he treasures words, and the word he settled upon was bittersweet. Like so many events, conversations, and thoughts, it seems nowadays to tumble into the bittersweet category. Bittersweet, the dictionary tells us, is an emotional feeling that is a mixture of happy and sad. Technically, the word is an oxymoron, a combination of contrasting terms. If bittersweet was to leave a taste in your mouth, it would, I suspect, be like eating cranberries. When we are young, becoming older, and old itself, seems many miles away. As we mature, we aspire to be older with all the benefits that entails, such as the respect one receives and deserves merely for continuing to live. When we suffer the tragedy of the loss of a loved one, we reflect on their lives and on the way that they have influenced, affected, and enhanced our own existence, standards, and behaviour. How often do you hear people say, "Oh, it was a happy release," or "he or she didn't suffer, they had a good innings." Of course, we didn't want them to leave us, ever, but we knew that they would one day. We are pleased the end of someone's life was gentle, appropriate, and dignified, while at the same time our hearts are broken that they will no longer be with us, with a smile, a nod, or words of age-matured wisdom. Let's Talk readers are, for the most part, people of a certain age, nearing the rich fulfilment of their lives and trying to savour and enjoy the many happy years they have ahead of them by surrounding themselves with family, friends, special occasions, and memories. Memories are almost always bittersweet. They evoke smiles, laughter, and that lovely warmth of total recall of happy times. But sadly, they often make us wish that they weren't memories at all, and that those people or occasions were still with us or still happening today. We must all make the most of our lives, be thankful for who we are and where we are, delighting in the sweet, and being stoic in the bitterness of what lands at our feet. It makes us who we are.
Thank you, Angie. A thought-provoking welcome there.